the analysis of the notes with Lucas and Clara from El Comercio from Ecuador.
Welcome back. Today we're jumping into a really tense situation, the confrontation between former President Trump and major TV networks. We're looking closely at threats to press freedom, specifically around media licensing. Okay, let's unpack this. Our mission for you, the listener, is to pull out the key details about these threats and the specific events happening around the same time. So it really kicked off with statements Trump made aboard Air Force One. Returning from the UK, he actually threatened to potentially revoke broadcast licenses for channels critical of him.
Yeah, and what's fascinating, according to the sources, is the rationale he gave. He claimed there was this massive bias, citing a figure he'd apparently read that coverage was 97% negative.
97%. That sounds, well, like a very high number. But was this just, practically speaking, how easy is it to actually pull a broadcast license?
That's the crucial point, right? For you to really get the weight of this, you have to understand that the FCC governs these licenses. And revoking one just based on content criticism, it's almost unheard of.
So there's a high legal bar there.
A huge one. The sources are clear. It immediately runs into major First Amendment issues. So actually doing it is extremely difficult legally.
Which brings us to something that happened right around the same time. This controversy involving Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC being suspended. Trump seemed to connect these things. It followed Kimmel making a comment, apparently an ironic one, about the murder of Charlie Kirk, the ultra-right activist. That happened September 10th in Utah.
Exactly. And Trump jumped on it. He used that incident to push his narrative about media bias, didn't he?
Yeah.
Accusing the media of being, I think the quote was, an arm of the Democratic Party.
And complaining about a lack of conservative voices.
Right. But then, and this is where it gets really interesting, according to the analysis, he offered a completely different reason for the Kimmel suspension later on.
Oh, what was that?
Well, he kind of contradicted his whole political attack. He claimed it was actually about audience or talent, said Kimmel was not talented and should be fired.
So, wait, first it's political bias and institutional attack, then it's just bad TV.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And the source material suggests Kimmel's original comment was actually pointing out how conservatives were trying to handle the political fallout of that crime, avoid blame, but also maybe capitalize on it. Trump's shifting justification seems strategic in that context.
So what does this all mean when you put it together? The sources seem to paint a picture of a multi-pronged approach.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, yes. The threat itself, pulling licenses, even if legally hard to do, puts press freedom right back on the table, doesn't it?
It forces that conversation about limits.
Exactly. Limits of political criticism, the scope of a free press. It really makes you question the balance between, you know, political power and the independence of the media. And respect for institutions generally.
So here's a final thought for you to consider based on what we've unpacked. When Trump offered both political reasons, like bias, and performance reasons, like lack of talent, for the Kimmel situation, does that mix of justifications make his challenge to press freedom seem stronger? Or does it actually weaken the argument that he's strategically targeting the institution itself? Something to think about. If you found this deep dive valuable, please do subscribe and share it. We truly appreciate your support.
Comment, subscribe, and share. More information at www.commerce.com.